South Africa's AIDS policy has undergone a major shift. This week, President Thabo Mbeki's cabinet announced two changes that will make anti-AIDS drugs more available. The new policy is based on the premise that HIV is the cause of AIDS, an idea that Mbeki's government had previously been reluctant to embrace. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Until now, the South African government had refused to provide anti-AIDS drugs to victims of rape and had been slow about giving anti-AIDS drugs to pregnant women who were HIV positive, except on a limited experimental basis. Now the government says it will. Director General for Health, Ayanda Insaluba, says the cabinet recognizes the seriousness of South Africa's epidemic and was simply looking for ways to strengthen existing programs.
I don't regard it as a U-turn, as people suggest, but rather, I think it's an evolution, it's a development of our program.
The government had begun to find it increasingly difficult to defend a policy that, at its most extreme, called into question the science surrounding HIV and AIDS. Activists, health professionals, and union members had sued the government to get treatment for HIV-positive pregnant women and their babies who use public clinics. The country's Supreme Court has ordered the government to pay for the treatment, while it decides whether that's a constitutional right. Some think the court's action has already sent a signal of where it's heading. But that's not, Insaluba says, why the cabinet took its recent actions.
This discussion itself has not been propelled by the court judgment. However, I think it would be fair to say that the South African government has obviously been listening very carefully to some of the areas of concerns of the South African public. And I think it has taken that, like, in my view, any responsible government should.
Another way of saying that is pressure was coming from other quarters as well. Health professionals in the government, members of the president's own party, the African National Congress, former President Nelson Mandela, the business community, and diplomats overseas. No one was talking about deserting President Mbeki, but there was a sense that people were definitely tired of the distraction and worried that the controversy surrounding the government's AIDS policy was beginning to hurt the country, especially with investors.
Look, we're cautious. We've had such a long battle with the South African government, so we are cautious, but we think it is a significant change.
Sharona Ekabarum, a spokesperson with South Africa's Treatment Action Campaign, was surprised when the government said it would provide preventive treatment for survivors of sexual violence. Only a month or so ago, a hospital administrator was fired when he provided space for a volunteer group to assist rape victims. Ekabarum welcomed the cabinet's decision.
Just on post-exposure prophylaxis, we have a very high level of rape in our country, of violence against women. A doctor said to me that 30% of the patients that he treats are people who have been raped and needing antiretroviral treatment. So if this is going to be made available in the public sector, it's going to make a huge impact in just prevention of spreading HIV to those women.
Ekabarum is heartened that the government has already begun expanding programs to prevent the spread of HIV from mother to child. Perhaps the most significant position taken by the cabinet is a recognition that these policies are based on the premise that HIV causes AIDS and that antiretrovirals, though they carry risk, do improve the condition of people with AIDS. And South Africa's cabinet backed that up by tripling the government's budget for HIV and AIDS. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.